Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about the Hayward Fin. It's a smart water monitor. I have one of these devices that I'm using in my pool right now, and I'm testing it out. I'll give you some feedback on my initial thoughts of the device, and I'll also go over some of the details of the fin unit itself. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partner since 1963. Providing quality products and services to make pool care easy, and solutions and expertise to do it right. So what exactly is a smart water monitor? Basically, in a nutshell, the fin is a device that floats in the pool. You can tether it, of course, to your skimmer or somewhere else, and it'll give you readings of your water chemistry. Currently, the fin will do pH, ORP, which is the sanitation, and also temperature. And then also, in addition to that, the fin has the ability through the app where you can scan in one of their test strips and it can give you your alkalinity. Well, it can let you know if your alkalinity is in range, your total hardness is in range, and also your cyanuric acid level. So this test strip is just basically the same as any test strip you would use out there. It just gives you the range so that it lets you know if your water is balanced completely. Since the device can only actually read the pH, the ORP, which is the sanitation of the pool, and the temperature. So my initial thoughts on the fin after using it in my pool is that I actually like the device. It works really well. I verified the ORP reading. I have another ORP monitor in my pool. I also have several pH digital testers and also a pH monitor in my pool. So I can verify the pH, also the temperature. I have several temperature devices also. And so basically, I can verify that the fin is very accurate. So that's a plus. It's definitely accurate. It only does those three readings because of the probes. The ORP and pH probe are very well known in the industry, as well as the temperature probe. There really hasn't been any development of any kind of probe for cyanuric acid, for total alkalinity, for total hardness. And I don't think that can be developed. I don't know if it can be developed. I think it can't because of the nature of those readings compared to the nature of the ORP and the pH probe. So these devices are going to be limited, I think, going forward for that reason. The test strip attachment to it is a good idea. I think it's a way of kind of having the other readings available to the user. It is a test strip, so it's going to just give you a range and say that it's balanced or not balanced. It's not going to give you the exact alkalinity nor the exact cyanuric acid. But if you ever use test strips before, you can tell with your eyes basically the ranges by matching it up to the chart. And so the chart that comes with the fin is blank, doesn't have the ranges on there. It just has the different colors when you match up the test strip, and then the app will tell you if it's in range or not and will give you again the reading of that, which I think is perfectly fine for the consumer end, someone who's just wanting to maintain their pool by themselves and checking their chemistry. I think the cost of the device, you know, is $300. I think the cost of the device plus the subscription after 1 year may make it prohibitive for a lot of people. So the first year you get for free. After that, the subscription to renew it is about $8.25 a month or $99 a year. With the renewal, you get also an extended warranty. So if you're worried about the reliability of the unit, the probes in there, after 1 year, you have the first year warranty, and if you do renew the subscription, you get another year extended warranty. So I wouldn't really worry about the reliability of the device because it's under warranty by Hayward. So in the first year, if the ORP or pH probe fails, they'll replace the probes for you. And then if you subscribe for the $99 a year, they're going to replace the probe for you if there's any problem with that. So my guess is that the probe has been tested and they found that it lasts a very long time. I don't know. I haven't had it in the pool for a year yet, but it will get there eventually. And I'll let you know how the probe holds up from being in the water for a year at a time. We don't close our pools here in California, so it's going to be in there the whole time. And I'll keep an eye on it for you and let you know if it's got any problems or if anything happens to it at that point. But so far, I really like the way when you get onto the home screen, it lets you know if your pool is balanced or what needs to be adjusted. So that makes it very easy for the end user to kind of see if their pool needs any kind of attention at that moment without having to go through the menu or anything like that. It also gives you alerts on your phone. It'll let you know that your pool's out of balance. So those are good features. I like that. They also tell you how much to lower the pH down or that your ORP is out of range. You need to raise up your free chlorine level in the pool. And I guess at this point I should mention what ORP is. I've been throwing that word out there this podcast. It's actually an abbreviation for oxygen reduction potential. And basically it just measures the oxidizing level of the water. So if you know anything about chlorine, how it works, it's an oxidizer, a very strong oxidizer. So technically the higher the free chlorine level in your pool, the higher the ORP reading will be. And there are some factors that affect the ORP reading in your pool. And one of those is the pH. So basically, you can have a pH of 8.0 and a free chlorine level of 6 parts per million, and the ORP will still be good, but it won't be as high as if you had your chlorine level at 4.0 and the pH at 7.4, because the pH is a factor in the ORP calculation or how the meter works. So technically, it measures your oxidation potential of the water, basically how effective the sanitizer is in the water. And since the lower pH makes the sanitizer more effective, the ORP reading will reflect that. However, you're going to get a good reading even if with a high pH. I had my pool go to 8.0 and I had my chlorine level fairly high. I think it was like at 5 or 6 parts per million. And it was giving me a really good ORP level still. So if that free chlorine dropped down to 3, the ORP may have dropped somewhat because the pH is at 8.0. But it's pretty good. The device is really good at not over-calculating or over-emphasizing the ORP reading. I'm not exactly sure how it works. I haven't researched it. I don't know if it has some kind of way of calibrating it. But I know that the ORP reading is very accurate based on the testing I've done with the unit. The one thing that I probably think that Hayward needs to improve is the actual screen where it shows the daily, or weekly, or monthly pH and ORP and temperature chart. For me, I'm older. I can't see small things on the screen too well. And I think their graph is a little microscopic, so to speak. What they should do is convert that graph into a number or a reading so that you can actually just look at it and see the reading of the pH, ORP, and temperature instead of seeing the charts on the graph. I like the graph, don't get me wrong, but I also would like to have some way of knowing exactly what the pH is when I look at that graph. I'm not sure if they can do that or not, or how hard that would be to do. But again, the graph is of course helpful because it tracks the pH, ORP, and temperature over the course that the device is in there, I think 30 days or so. And you can look at that and see the record of the pH, sanitizer, and temperature over that period of time. The app itself is really well made. It's highly functional. It works really well. With the Wi-Fi bridge, you get a really good signal anywhere in your house. Maybe if you had a gigantic mansion or something, you may have a problem. But for an average-sized house, there's plenty of signal to read for the fin to send the information to the Wi-Fi bridge to your device. And I think Hayward advertises the fin as a device that's going to eliminate the need for pool service. But I don't think the end user that pays $300 for the fin and then $100 a month for the monitoring is going to have pool service anyway. So I think that's a moot point. I think there's a separate market for the fin, and then there's the pool service industry on the other end of it. So again, the person that's going to actually use the fin is probably not going to have pool service to begin with. So it's not going to, I don't think, take away any business from the pool service companies out there like myself and others. And I think the marketing probably should just be towards the nerd type homeowner that wants to have the readings on his phone all the time. In fact, the fin is supposed to give you 1,000 readings every week of your pH, ORP, and your temperature. And then every week you can actually scan another test strip. It comes with 25 of these test strips. You can reorder a pack of 25 of them with a little card to match it up with for the phone. You need that card for the phone app because when the app scans it, it'll scan the little playing card type thing with the colors and also the test strip. It'll give you your readings, and you can order 25 more for about $20 online. So all in all, if you add it all up, you have $300 for the unit, then you have $100 a year for the subscription, and then maybe $20 more for the cards. But if you want to break it down, you know, it's really nice to have a constant reading of your pH and your sanitation level in your pool, especially if you use your pool a lot. If you have a lot of parties and if you are someone who swims a lot, it's always good to know that your pool is safe to swim in. And the ORP is pretty much a way to know that the pool is being sanitized. They use it in Europe a lot for their commercial accounts. Not really widely used here in America, but it's definitely catching on. There's a lot of ORP sensors in the equipment now. And for commercial use, I think they probably will be going to ORP at some point and moving away from the free chlorine, total chlorine, and combined chlorine, because to be honest with you, the oxidation level of the water is probably a better indicator of how effective the chlorine is and the kill factor. So I really think the Finn has a market out there. It's definitely not going to, again, eliminate the pool service profession in any shape or form, because it only does three readings, and two of those are, of course, important, but you have other readings that you need to do all the time. And balancing a pool is just not getting the readings, it's knowing what to add to the pool and how to keep the pool running effectively. I should add that the app, if you enter your zip code and enter the store function of the phone of the app, you can actually shop for chemicals. So if you need to lower your pH, it'll give you a list of all the pH reducers out there and also the local pool stores based on your zip code. So it's pretty cool. You can actually even send the results to a pool store and they can have the chemicals waiting there for you. I'm not sure how that actually works. I haven't done that yet. But that would be a good feature to have to someone who's kind of just wanting everything at their fingertip. You get the reading on the fin of your pH and ORP, and then you scan a test strip in, and then the app will tell you what you need to adjust, and then it'll give you a list, again, of the chemicals you're going to need to pick up for it. So, to me, I think that's pretty cool. I think the technology is definitely a move in the right direction, and I think these testers are going to become more popular. There's probably a good dozen of them out there on the market right now. The Finn was one of the first ones out there that was widely used. And the warranty is, again, 1 year, and then 1 year after that every time you renew your subscription. And so would I recommend the Finn for the average homeowner? Probably not necessary, because you can do all the tests that the Finn does with the reagent test kit or with test strips if you wanted to do that yourself. This is more for the person that really likes technology and kind of, again, the nerd do-it-yourself homeowner type that wants these cool devices. And it is cool. It is nice to have everything sent to your phone and monitor the pH and ORP. I like that feature. I'm kind of a nerd type person. I mentioned I have several of these monitors in my pool, mainly for test purposes. So I can make sure everything is accurate. So I have a variety of different testers and digital testers and monitors in my pool, and I just added the Finn to it, to the list of it. But I think, you know, for someone who wants that tech, the Finn is definitely a decent smart water monitor for sure, and it's one to definitely look at. The reviews are pretty solid on it. Setup could be a little bit complicated if you don't have a little bit of tech savviness behind you. I had to manually enter my Wi-Fi into the device because I couldn't find it. I find that a lot of devices have trouble finding my Wi-Fi. I'm not sure why. That's another podcast, I guess, or another tech podcast. But basically, you know, I definitely think for the right person, this device is good. And I'll let you know, I'll give you an update after a year of using the Finn, how it's holding up in my pool. But yeah, definitely this device will have legs. I think it does have a market for it. And if you want to read more about the Finn or watch the video I filmed on it, you can go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, scroll over to where it says test kits and scroll down to the Finn, and you can watch the video there. I think, again, this device definitely will appeal to certain people out there, and it works really well in my testing. And if you're in the industry and you want more help with your pool route or you want to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. a lot of helpful discounts there, as well as the ability to text me and call me in real time. And again, you can learn more about that at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.